Many customers rely on core mainframe applications as a critical part of their infrastructure. But as they plan their move to the cloud, connectivity and integration with those applications can be a challenge. John Fancy is here to show us how Azure Logic Apps can be the solution today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with John, and he's going to show us how to use Logic Apps with mainframes. It's funny, I've never actually seen a mainframe before, so I'm actually kind of excited to see this. But how do you take a mainframe and integrate it with a Logic App?
How do you do that?
Yes.
Well, why do you do that?
Both, actually.
Yeah. Let's start with the why.
Okay.
I think the why is important. It's really around how do you bridge these two worlds? You've got mainframes on-prem. They're kind of heavy. They're hard to get up into the cloud. They also have a huge amount of business value, right?
Sure.
People have been building on mainframe apps for like 40 years.
Yeah.
So there's still a huge customer, you know, demand to be able to integrate their mainframes in more modern ways with the cloud.
Sure.
So really that's where Logic Apps comes in, because it provides this incredible amount of connectivity with over 250 connectors to everything and now to a mainframe on premises to be able to orchestrate your business workloads, kind of transform, change data, connect to SaaS applications in the cloud as well as things on premises, and kind of create these business apps out of that.
Yeah, this is going to be incredible, because rewriting an app isn't always the answer. And it's not even practical.
It's not. Not with millions of lines of COBOL and a lot of these.
Yeah, where are you going to find a COBOL programmer to fix it anyway, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And now you don't even have to, right? And what you're saying is you're going to be able to take this modern approach with Logic Apps and apply it to this historical legacy type of framework.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So show me how it works.
Well, let me get into it. Yeah. So the first thing I'll show is the way this works is through the screens. So there's a few ways of connecting to mainframes. But probably the simplest way of doing it is actually just to drive the application itself.
Okay.
And the way that works is, you know, I can just connect to the mainframe here. And this is a live connection to our mainframe here on campus. And I just need to log into the system. And then I just need to clear the screen. So let's just pull up the on-screen keyboard. And now I can go into the mainframe app. So I've got a mainframe app called Woodgrove Bank Get Balance.
Okay.
This is a CICS transaction, so it's a 4-character ID, and this pulls up my mainframe application. And I'll just show how that works. I can put in a person's name, this is a banking application, and put in their account number, and when I hit the button, I get the account balance back again.
Okay.
There's a bunch of other things I can do. I can look up their account details and various other things, but you kind of get the idea that this is a mechanism called Robotic Process Automation, or RPA. This allows me to not go through some programmatic interface, which I may not even have to the mainframe because of the age,
sure.
No modern APIs, you know, REST-based swagger, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I'm going to generate all of that stuff automatically on top of this as you navigate and drive the screens on the mainframe. And then I can just pick and choose the fields and the data that I want to receive back and consume that from a Logic App.
Hmm.
So this is kind of how this works. And while I've kind of been driving this, you get these screens on the right-hand side kind of built up. So I end up with this sort of navigation map where, if I just pop into this, I can click on one of these fields. And you can see these things are selectable.
Okay.
So I can say, you know, this is the account name. This is the account number. And this is where the balance is going to appear.
Mm.
And I then generate the connector configuration, which is when I go over to Azure. So in Logic Apps, we have something called an integration account, which lets you use transformation. And this is a type of new transformation that we have called a map. So we have XML transformation for things like XSLT. We have JSON transformation using Liquid templates. And now we have a new type of transformation, which is the representation, the format that this tool generates to be able to drive a mainframe app through the screens. So I kind of got this demo map. I can just open that up. It's just a simple configuration, basically, that's been built up. So there's no coding here. I've just kind of driven the application, recorded the interactions that I have with it, the data that I type in, and the data I want to receive, upload the map, and then I can create a Logic App from that.
So the map is the one that says, this is where the name goes, this is where the balance is going to show up, and this is where they, okay.
Absolutely.
Now, how did I generate this map that's already up there, though?
So we actually ship this as a sample. So you can just download this tool. And we give you the tool. We actually give you a mainframe simulator as well. So you can actually try this out without even using, having a mainframe, just to play around with it.
Okay.
So you can download the tool, you can download the mainframe simulator, and then these files, this map file, which consists of not just the screen data elements, which is a sort of positional thing of like whereabouts on the screen these fields appear, also a navigation map. So I may have three different paths I can take off one screen, and I want to be able to automate all of that. So it understands the relationship between the screens that I have as well. And that's what allows me to then generate the configuration for that, which then gets uploaded.
And the map, I assume, is where you identify, I want to call this name and I want to call this balance so that I can reference it somewhere else in my system?
That's right, yeah. Okay. I mean, let's take a look at that. So I've just got a really simple logic app that I just kind of started building. So here I have a request trigger. So I've got an HTTP endpoint on my logic app, and I have a response where I can return data. And in the middle of that, I've got this new action, which is our new mainframe connector, which allows me to reference that map. So I can just open this up and see the map was called demo. And then I have this thing called a method, which actually is what was generated, the get balance from using that WordGrow Bank get balance sample application. And when I do that, I will see that I have the ability to put parameters in. So I see a name and an account number. So I can select both of those. And I could just do the same thing here where I could type in, you know, Kim Akers and the account number. But let's make it a little more interesting because I can make this HTTP request a GET. I can just call this from the browser. And I can kind of add relative path parameters. And then I can just say something really simple like, you know, account / number. And when I scroll down, I will see the ability to then map from the HTTP request into my mainframe connector.
Very cool.
So I can take the account and the account number. And then the final thing I need to do is be able to return some data. So in the body, you can see I don't see over here, I don't see the, let's just zoom in a bit, I don't see the input fields now, I see the output fields.
Sure.
So I see the balance coming back from the host application.
And again, this is data that we're pulling from the map. So the map has all the smarts in it that I'm leveraging.
That's right, yeah. So there's a really nice segregation here that I may not know anything about a mainframe. I may not even have access to it as the kind of cloud logic app integration developer. The people who understand the mainframe app, you know, the people who have, you know, really good familiarity of how to drive all the different screens, because you only want to make sure you cover all the different navigation paths, can drive that, generate that, use the tool, and then give it to me. I upload it into Azure, and then I can start creating logic apps from that to drive the mainframe
app. Very cool.
So now I can pick the balance, and I can, you know, make this a little more interesting and say, you know, your balance today for, and let's actually pick another field because I can just say the account for account. Oops, let's quickly pop back in here is and put a dollar sign in front of it. So this is what I'm going to get back when I try calling this thing. So let's save this. Super simple.
Yep.
I can then grab, you see it's generated an HTTP request URL for me. It's just a GET, so I don't want to make this, you know, more difficult than it needs to be. I can just go to a new browser tab, type this in, and this kind of gets interesting because now I need to find in here.
Again, oh, I see the placeholders for
you
account.
You see the placeholders, and
yeah,
if I can click on the right thing, I can just move along, and I can say, you know, where the account is. I can put in Kim Akers, let's make sure the case is right, and where the number is. I can put in, the account number. Just try that again. Anyone remember what that is? Let me just quickly pop over. I'm just kind of got it in Notepad to make this easy. Right. And then when I hit the button, it's going to call the mainframe. It's going to fire the logic app and come back with the response. I can just to prove that, I can go over to the logic app and show this is real. I can refresh this. Have a look at my successful logic app run, open this up, and you'll actually see the path that it took. You can see the data that was received. Just kind of open this up. You can see the data that kind of went into the mainframe app. Yep. You can see here's the account number, here's the name, and then you can see the response that was formatted to come back showing the balance. Exactly the same as the mainframe app that I had, but obviously a lot easier to use from a logic app.
So I see that the body is just text, but I'm assuming the body could have also been JSON or some other format that I might want to pass somewhere else?
It could be anything, yeah. Okay. So again, we have full ability to convert that to JSON to XML. Logic app kind of thinks in JSON by default. It could be HTML. I mean, this is a web page, right, that I kind of just kind of generated from a request. So I could actually return HTML from this and just change the content type, and then I can just render that in the browser and add some formatting and styling to it. But the other thing I can do, because this is just an HTTP endpoint, I can turn this into an API. Sure. And then through API management, I have the ability to now be able to call this logic out from other parts of my organization, maybe some bot or mobile front end or something else, and be able to pass that data in, do the mainframe lookup on the back end, and return data back up to the front end.
This is unbelievable. It just, yeah, it has my mind racing too, because you're always worried about that legacy application being a closed box to where there's the only way to get in there is to put your hands on the keyboard, and it stifles what creativity and possibilities that you have, and you're just blowing that completely open for us.
Absolutely, yeah. It really gives you access and the power of Azure from your mainframe environments on-prem.
Awesome.
It really opens up Azure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We are learning all about using Logic Apps to access your mainframes here on Azure Friday.